This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dinner time in this country isn't what it used to be, and I'm not talking about families not taking time to sit together at the kitchen table like they used to either. People are just eating interesting things. New Yorker magazine staff writer Dana Goodyear has spent the past couple of years following foodies from table to table, trying to understand the implications of what we eat. Her new book about that adventure is called Anything That Moves. Dana, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
So I'm going to start at the end, actually, of this book, and I'm going to have you read the very last paragraph. And you are, I will provide the context. You are eating a duck egg, a Filipino delicacy called balut.
Cool.
In the middle of that last paragraph there.
Just as I was congratulating myself, thinking it was a mental game and I had won, something terrifying happened. From a deeper place than my taste buds, pushovers tricked by a lick of chicken soup, rebellion, I felt a shift in my upper stomach, a violent bubbling, and the beginnings of a catastrophe.
Okay, that's basically this whole book, man. People going out and eating weird stuff.
The book began with that very simple observation that going out to a fancy dinner had become a confrontation with the question of what is food?
Yeah. And what food is now almost anything.
It has changed dramatically in recent years. There's been an incredible broadening of what Americans are willing to accept as edible. We have people eating insects, people eating grass, people eating leaves, people eating hay, some people eating horse. And a lot of these foods are very controversial and have built-in taboos that Americans are wrestling with.
Here's the thing, though, and I get that, and I like to adventurously eat or eat adventurously as much as the next guy. But you have a passage in here where you went to some ethnic restaurant, I think it was Asian, I don't know, where you're having like a pig's ear, I guess, and it had been flattened and put in its own aspic or whatever it was. And you're right, very descriptively, and it just does not sound appetizing.
People often ask me, what's the strangest thing I've ever eaten?
Mm-hmm.
And I put the Mexican caviar up there. I put the frog fallopian tubes up there.
Wow. How do you get those? They must be so small. But anyway.
That's none of my concern.
That's a whole different thing.
And truly, the strangest thing that I tried was a cup of coffee brewed with beans that had been digested.
Oh, yeah.
And excreted
by these cats,
by
right?
These cats.
Yeah,
these,
yeah, yeah,
these
yeah.
Sumatran civets.
Right,
and
right.
The beans cost $1,000 a pound.
Jeez.
It was a $90 pour.
Was it good?
Do you like the taste of apple pie?
I do, very much.
There was sort of that caramelly, rich, burnt, sugary flavor. But this epitomized something that I found really interesting in the course of researching this book, which is the way in which the high and the low have converged. Elite dining in America now is being substantially reshaped by the foods of poverty or
right.
The foods of desperation.
Which is fascinating, but it leads to this question. Are we, as the richest society on earth, doing damage? I mean, think about quinoa. We are now eating it by the truckful, and the Bolivian farmers for whom it's a subsistence staple can't afford it anymore.
There is no doubt that our appetites are disruptive.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is really interesting and terrifying is that even as the American food movement is discovering resourceful ways of eating from cultures that have long practiced them, Asia is discovering the American 20th century way of eating. You know, China just bought Smithfield.
Right,
ham.
Right. The pork people, yeah.
Exactly. So the resource-intensive, environmentally destructive way of getting food that we perfected in the 20th century, we're exporting now. Even as this forward flank is starting to say, uh-oh, we better start thinking about eating bugs because things don't look too good from where we're sitting.
Dana Goodyear is a staff writer at the New Yorker magazine. Her most recent book is called Anything That Moves. It's a good one. Check it out. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.